Renard isn't a natural island. It was formed by sediments dredged out of Green Bay Shipping Channel in the Fox River. Those sediments are contaminated with PCBs. Health concerns led Brown County to stop piling the sediments there in 1996. Now, the Harbor Commission has conditional approval from the DNR to cap the island off with cleaner sediments. Dean Hain manages the Port of Green Bay. He says the conditions from the DNR include an array of environmental monitoring and dust control. Even now, he says the island isn't leaching PCBs into the already contaminated bay and river.
You know, we've looked at the flux and sesh effect of the bay. We've done a lot of environmental monitoring there that shows that they're staying there.
Right now, Renard Island is somewhat bowl-shaped. Hain says the clean fill will set the grade so that water will drain off. The island is only a few yards offshore from a popular amusement park. Hain says the long-term goal is to put Renard Island to some sort of yet-to-be-determined public recreation facility.
You know, we've got 55 acres of waterfront real estate there on that island, and our hope is to put it into some public use. But some of those things need to be further figured out. Our closure plan will give us the flexibility that if the powers that be, when this thing is closed, want to use it for a park or something, that opportunity will exist.
The Army Corps of Engineers is expected to begin filling in Renard Island sometime next year. The work could take another year or two to finish. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.